Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Dr. Dixon Chibanda, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Zimbabwe. His TED talk, Why I Train Grandmothers to Treat Depression, has been viewed over 3.2 million times. And the Friendship Bench project he founded has been featured around the world. The book, The Friendship Bench, How 14 Grandmothers Inspired a Mental Health Revolution, shares his story and is a powerful testament to how simple acts of connection can bridge the deepest divides and transform lives. Welcome to the show, Dixon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. And this sounds like a really amazing story. Take us back to the beginning, if you can, and how and why you came up with the idea of this Friendship Bench.
Sure. So, you know, during my formative years working as a psychiatrist in a large hospital in Zimbabwe, I lost a patient of mine to suicide. Erica was her name. And I talk extensively about Erica in my TED talk and also in the book. So Erica, you know, had been under my care for just over 2 years. And she had a relapse. And because she lived some 200 miles away from the hospital, the parents couldn't get you know, the bus fare that they needed to get onto a bus to bring Erica to the hospital. Both Erica's parents knew she needed help. Erica knew she needed help herself, but they just didn't have the bus fare, and they were trying to save up for the equivalent of $10. And it was during that process of trying to save for, you know, the $10 bus fare that Erica actually took her own life. And that story just broke my heart. And that was really the beginning of this realization that I needed to take mental health out of the hospital and into the community.
Yeah, that's a really sad story. And I read that there's you are only one of five psychiatrists in all of Zimbabwe.
At the time, I was one of only five psychiatrists. At the moment, we have just under 20 psychiatrists, which is still not enough, you know, for a population of, you know, approximately 17 million people. So there's a real care gap, a massive care gap for evidence-based mental health care.
So how did you go from thinking you needed the help of the community to looking at grandmothers particularly?
Well, you know, after realizing that I needed to find a way of taking mental health to the community, you know, I got into this, I guess, you know, for lack of a better word, a soul searching journey to try and really find what it was I needed to do. And, you know, after consulting, you know, quite a lot of, you know, people, I realized that one of the most reliable resource in communities across Zimbabwe and beyond are grandmothers, you know, because grandmas are rooted in their communities and they have this wealth of wisdom and knowledge. And I thought, what if we could train them to, you know, provide basic cognitive behavioral therapy from wooden park benches in their communities and provide supervision and support so that folks, people who needed immediate care could have an entry point and someone to talk to, you know. And that's how it started. I started off with the 14 grandmothers, and my book is essentially about the journey with those 14 grandmothers.
Oh, amazing. It's a really wonderful idea. And tell us about the Friendship Bench. Where does that come into it?
So the Friendship Bench is actually, you know, the name of the actual intervention. But of course, you know, being a psychiatrist, when I first started this, I thought of calling it the mental health bench. Interestingly, nobody wanted to come and sit on a mental health bench. And it was the first 14 grandmothers who actually advised me to change the name, you know, like, you know, we've got to call this the Friendship Bench, because this work is really about connecting people together. And it's about creating space for people to share their stories. And that's really what the foundation of Friendship Bench is. It's creating connections in community and using grandmothers to foster that intergenerational connectedness.
Yeah.
So we're addressing issues that young people are struggling with, but also older people, because older people are struggling with loneliness as well. So, you know, we're really addressing two issues here at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet the grandmothers are getting a lot out of it as well.
They definitely are. You know, we have over 100 peer-reviewed scientific publications, and some of them, you know, are specifically focusing on the grandmothers. And we have actually shown that grandmothers who sit on a bench to talk to people who are lonely or people who are struggling with mental health issues have better health outcomes than grandmothers who don't do that. And they have less incidence of you know, things like hypertension and diabetes, as well as other common mental disorders.
Oh, that's amazing. And another thing that would be helping with as well is giving a lot of these grandmothers a purpose again, and making them feel that they have a purpose. You know, it breaks my heart when a lot of older people feel like they've been shunned by society, and people just dismiss them. You know, they're too old to do their jobs, and, you know, they become irrelevant. You know, you hear a lot of older people talking about these kind of things, which I think is absolutely heartbreaking. We should definitely look after our older population as much as possible. So this definitely is doing that in a really lovely way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is exactly what our research shows, that for the grandmothers, this work gives them that sense of purpose and a sense of belonging to their communities. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Ah, sorry, I thought you disappeared.
No.
Yeah, it must make a huge difference. And tell us how this project then, the Friendship Bench program, has expanded over the years, because it's gone into multiple countries now, hasn't it?
It has. So firstly, starting off with Zimbabwe, you know, we now have a presence in all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. And at the moment, we have over 3,000 grandmothers doing this work in the 10 provinces. And last year, more than 300,000 people in Zimbabwe sat on a friendship bench to talk to one of our grandmothers. And 80% of those saw significant improvement in depression symptoms and loneliness, and also suicidal ideation. So it's really been quite powerful. And outside of Zimbabwe, we have been replicating the model in you know, different regions, pretty much all the regions of the world. We just came back from El Salvador, where we were doing a replication, but we've done New York City, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, in the United Kingdom. Recently, we were in, you know, in Brighton and Sussex, and in the Brent Borough in London, and we were also in Germany. So it's really picking up quite a lot of traction. So I'm very excited at the demand that we are generating for friendship benches across the world.
Oh, definitely. You can see why it should be able to work pretty much anywhere, and must get a nice response. I hope it's all been positive so far.
Oh, yeah, it has been extremely positive. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why I think the Friendship Bench idea resonates with people across the world, because, you know, as human beings, regardless of our culture or ethnicity, we all connect through stories. And the Friendship Bench is really about creating space for people to share their stories, for people to feel comfortable with being vulnerable, because that's truly when meaningful healing begins to manifest, you know. And so that is something that is a cross-cutting thing across the world.
I bet it's helped a lot of people that aren't maybe suffering from any mental health issues just have a brighter, better day. I mean, if I was walking through a town centre anywhere and I saw a bench labelled the friendship bench and there was a lady sat there, I'd think, oh, what's this about? And I'd go over and say hello and sit next to her and end up having a conversation, which would obviously make my day brighter. So I bet that happens a lot.
Yes, absolutely. That does happen. Not everybody coming to the friendship bench actually is struggling with a mental health issue, you know, although that was the original intention. Mm. We now see a lot of people who are just struggling with loneliness, struggling to make decisions around, you know, the challenges that they're facing in life, you know, and having someone who is empathic, listening and just creating that space for you to be vulnerable can be extremely powerful.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful idea. Well done for creating such an important movement across the world. If people want more information about the Friendship Bench, they can, of course, get a copy of your book, which is available on our website, tre.radio. Is there a website as well for people to see where their nearest Friendship Bench is?
Well, if you go to our website, which is www.friendshipbench.org, you can get all the information you need to know about Friendship Bench, where we are and how we can help you start a Friendship Bench if you want to. But all of that information is also in the book.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's been great to chat with you, Dr. Dixon Chibanda. Thank you so much for joining us and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.